It's Wednesday, April 28th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released their 2021 annual report this month. The report recommended that the U.S. State Department add India, Russia, Syria, and Vietnam to its list of worst countries for religious freedom violations. The list already includes Myanmar, China, Eritrea, Iran, Nigeria, North Korea, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. All of these countries are also on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. The report noted how countries used COVID-19 restrictions to target religious minorities and how China has become a major source of religious freedom violations, not only within its borders, but also in countries around the world. Last week, new daily coronavirus cases and deaths skyrocketed in India. The surge has caused a meltdown in India's medical infrastructure, as hospitals are overwhelmed and turning people away. The U.S., the U.K., and Germany have pledged to send medical supplies to India. Authorities in Manitoba, Canada, fined a church $10,000 for holding in-person services on Resurrection Sunday in violation of coronavirus restrictions. Officials called the church's behavior, quote, abusive and aggressive, end quote. However, the Christian Church of Morden said their gathering was, quote, not an act of rebellion or resentment towards our government, but an earnest desire to minister to our society during this crisis, end quote. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. This week marks 53 years since the Abortion Act went into effect in the United Kingdom. Since then, an estimated 9.6 million babies have been murdered in the womb. Sadly, abortions will likely increase there since the decriminalization of abortion in Northern Ireland and policy changes to allow for at-home abortions across the United Kingdom. California's Office for the Secretary of State announced this week that enough signatures have come in to force a recall election of Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. If Newsom survives the recall election this year, he will face re-election next year. Republicans running against Newsom include former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner and Olympic gold medalist and reality TV star Bruce Jenner, who now goes by the name Caitlyn and pretends to be a woman. Appearing on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, former GOP California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was asked about Bruce Jenner's candidacy.
Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. They announced today that there will be a recall election. Caitlyn Jenner wants to run, no doubt inspired by the fact that you ran for governor during a recall election and you won. Do you think Caitlyn Jenner has any chance of winning this election?
Anyone has a chance, because I think that the people are dissatisfied with what's going on here in California. And I hope that as many people as possible are jumping into the race and going for it. Because remember, when I was in the recall election, there were 150 candidates there, and it was a huge circus. So it was kind of fun to run for governor at that time. The key thing about all of this is, it doesn't matter if it's Caitlyn or if it's anyone else, to have a clear vision of where you want to go, what are the kind of changes you want to make, and why are you qualified to become governor?
I think one thing Caitlyn knows for sure is the changes that she wants to make, because she made some real big changes.
Exactly. Hopefully she will have those kind of changes in mind also for the whole state, to make a lot of changes and to straighten out all the mess that we're in right now.
Deuteronomy 22 verse 5 says, a woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear women's clothing, for the Lord your God detests anyone who does this. The U.S. Census Bureau announced their 2020 results this week. Population changes have a significant impact on congressional representation. Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Colorado, Oregon, and Montana will gain seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. Meanwhile, New York, California, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia will lose seats in the House. The U.S. population is now over 331 million people, up 7.4% since the 2000 to 2010 census. However, the growth rate is the second slowest in U.S. history. New data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows states without COVID lockdowns are doing better than states with the lockdowns. States with best employment levels include Nebraska, South Dakota, and Utah, while states with the worst employment levels include Hawaii, New York, and Connecticut. Most of the states considered to have full employment are also considered some of the least restrictive states. All Christian worldview curriculum is reduced by 25% this week only at generations.org/sale. Take an additional $10 off the core grade packs. That's a discount of up to 53% off. If you purchase over $300 worth, you can also take an additional 10% off this week. And finally, America's third largest Christian denomination is splitting over traditional biblical teachings. Theologically conservative pastors in the United Methodist Church are now starting the Global Methodist Church after years of debate over the issue of sexuality and marriage. The new denomination expects many churches to join from across Africa, Eastern Europe, Russia, and the Philippines, where adherence to the biblical definition of marriage is more common. Jude 1 verses 3 through 4 says, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.